I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 27th day of March. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 31 degrees.
No crashes so far this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
As of this morning, all Summit County residents have to stay at home except for non-essential reasons.
And Salt Lake is seriously considering doing the same. KSL News Video's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the first stay-at-home order in the state went into effect at midnight in Summit County, but the sheriff there says there will not be police checkpoints or house checks, and officers won't pull anyone over to ask why they are out of their home. They say you can leave your home for an essential job or to go to the grocery store, pharmacy, doctor's office, or bank. You can even work out, hit the trails as long as you stay away from other people. Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County are studying the same. Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she's urging a statewide mandate, and if it doesn't happen, she'll do it instead. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Both federal and state tax deadlines have been pushed back to July, but that means the state could run into a budget deficit if they don't make some changes. Joining us live from downtown Salt Lake City is KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Tim, the state government is anticipating a heavy deficit when the budget year runs out at the end of June. So now lawmakers are looking to transfer an estimated $840 million from the new $20 billion budget that was passed earlier this month. In order to do that, they're planning what will likely be the first ever virtual special session. Lawmakers tell the Deseret News that the money will come from about $250 million that was budgeted for construction. That includes things like a new state office building at the Capitol Complex, as well as rainy day funds and some other sources. Essentially, it's just a paper move, but an important one for the state to prevent a deficit that could greatly affect their credit rating. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City Council member Dan Dugan announcing he has tested positive for COVID-19.
Dugan is the second Salt Lake City Council member to test positive for the novel coronavirus COVID-19. District 5 member Darren Mono announced last week he had tested positive. Dugan says he believed he was exposed to the virus showing mild symptoms 13 days ago and immediately self-isolated. He says he's feeling fine now. The District 6 member says after days of self-isolation and free of symptoms, testing became more readily available and he opted to get that test done. He stresses the importance of safe social distancing. The Council will limit meetings to virtual ones from remote locations until further notice. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The president stands ready to sign a bill to revive the economy. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle, live again at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill is voted on in the House today, assuming no members object. During unanimous consent, President Trump says he'll sign the bill right after passage to prop up the economy.
And our people want to go back to work. I'm hearing it loud and clear from everybody.
Stimulus payments to individual Americans would arrive in about 3 weeks. The president joined G20 leaders on teleconference yesterday, saying he had a good conversation with China's President Xi. He says the two countries are working closely together, not mentioning a blame game the two governments have been engaged in, and China's providing medical aid to U.S. allies. The U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus infections, surpassing China with 86,000. But Dr. Andy Pekos at Johns Hopkins University tells Bloomberg News the real numbers are unknown because non-symptomatic and mild cases are not being detected.
Testing is such a critical thing in terms of getting a sense of the number of people that are truly infected.
COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. jumping to 1,300. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. You now have another year to get the federally mandated Real ID. The driver's license with a gold star will be required to board an airliner, but Homeland Security pushed back the deadline until October 2021 as states deal with the pandemic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Around the world, crime and air pollution have dropped. KSL's Todd Fuchs looks at whether it's happening along the Wasatch Front.
It's hard to tell, says Bo Call of the Utah Department of Air Quality.
At present, this is one of the best times of year that we normally have.
But says we'd see it more in the inverted dead of winter. Less cars on the road, less pollution. Salt Lake City PD's Greg Wilking is also confident in the drop in home burglaries.
Yeah, we see the majority of our burglaries Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
But now people are home.
We're hoping to see those numbers for burglaries trend down. I think that'll pan out.
Nationwide, automobile crashes are also down.
Make sure you stay with KSL News Radio all day long for updates on the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll do it every 30 minutes. Plus, we have our coronavirus call-in show, COVID call-in, we call it, coming up from 12:30 to 1 o'clock, where you can get your questions answered. We will also take the daily coronavirus state update live at 1 p.m. here every weekday.